And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
Most North Carolinians are aware of some of the many ways in which the COVID-19 pandemic has worsened human suffering. But what we tend to forget is that there were a lot of similar problems already plaguing our state before the pandemic hit. Take the issue of homeless children. As NC Policy Watch journalist Greg Childress reported last week, during the 2017-18 school year, the last for which data are available, nearly 30,000 public school students in pre-K through 12th grade in our state were identified as homeless. Of that number, around 14% lived out of hotels and motels. Another 8.5% took up residence in shelters, transitional homes, or temporary housing, and nearly 4% were relegated to cars, parks, campgrounds, temporary trailers, and abandoned buildings. And of course, all these numbers are undoubtedly worse today than they were 2 years ago, or even 6 months ago. The bottom line, elected leaders simply must do better. Any state that allows thousands of children to go unsheltered while it dispenses big tax breaks to millionaires and giant profitable corporations has its priorities seriously out of order. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.